When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again.
Once again.
For being here with us. We appreciate your listening ears.
Oh my gosh. We so appreciate it. And like Robin and I have been on a world tour. We're going to get to our world tour in a minute, but yes, we have been all over the place.
We have. And just like full disclosure. So, you know, when we, Giselle's been traveling, I've been traveling. And so when we know we're about to travel, we make sure that we record episodes for you all so that you don't miss us. So, you know, what I think what the past two episodes, actually were, you know, traveling.
Right.
So the two live ones. So we don't want to like be gone and you all don't have anything to listen.
Yes.
So we knock them out before we leave. We try to make them, you know, timeless.
Yes.
And entertaining and,
right,
and talk about stuff that we think you all will enjoy. So hopefully you enjoyed our time away.
Yeah.
And didn't miss us.
Well, they clearly enjoyed the Carlos King episode.
Oh yes. Yes, they did. Yes. That one definitely got a lot of attention.
Yes, it did.
For
several reasons that we won't mention.
We might have gotten in a little bit of trouble for saying too much, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. The podcast is called Reasonably Shady. And sometimes it's more shady than reasonable.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves.
Yes, we cannot. I can.
Well, Rob, you can.
Robin kind of like.
Yeah, I try. I try.
All right. Anyway, let's get to it. So what, you have your Reasonably Shady moment of the week? Okay, so wait a minute. Before you get started, by the way, Robin and I haven't seen each other in like a minute.
Forever.
And like, this is probably the longest time we haven't seen each other. Probably not. But
in a while. Yeah, in a while. Like of recent years, especially since we started podcasting, because we would see each other probably like once a week, every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like It was, I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month. I know,
I miss my Robbie Poo. So I'm just really happy that we're back together.
Yay.
Yeah, yay.
Thank you. Even though, yeah, I mean, we're gonna talk about all the traveling stuff.
Later. Yes.
Okay, so my recently shaded moment of the week. It's just more of, like, it didn't happen to me. It was just something that was just shady as shit. Just funny. So we're gonna be talking about traveling today.
Yeah.
So in my travels... We all traveled to Jamaica for a wedding.
Okay. Not your wedding.
Not my wedding, no. but my brother-in-law's wedding. So yes. Juan's brother's wedding. So we all traveled to Jamaica for a wedding. And we were on the plane. You know, there's, you know, when you're going for a destination wedding, you're going to be on the plane with some people that are, you're traveling, that are going to be there too.
Right.
So there was this lady that is like friends with, I don't know, she was like somebody's mama, right? And so we're at the gate. Okay, so we're flying Southwest. That's the only straight.
What is happening? What? That's why?
It's the only straight flight from Baltimore to Montego Bay.
That is very true.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And sorry, when you know, traveling before people, it's like, okay, let's just get this straight flight out the way.
Yes.
Knock it out.
Thug it out.
So we're on Southwest. So, you know, on Southwest, if you don't have like an early boarding pass, you know, you might get in the C group and you got to whatever board and you're going to be sitting in the middle aisle in the back. I mean, middle seat in the back of the plane. So anyway,
was that you?
No.
Okay.
I get like A1, A2 because I pay. I'm like, no, let me. I'm paying the most money so right. I can get because Juan Dixon be having a fit and yeah, my knee hurt and Corey my knee hurt. Yeah, it's like
Yes, y'all need to be sitting in front of the plane. Yes.
Yeah. We like. Well, Juan sits in the exit row.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Needs more leg room.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, I digress. So this lady, so we're like at the gate and this lady's there in a wheelchair. She's like one of the parents of like, you know, Jermaine's friends and stuff. So okay. she's going to the wedding and she's in this wheelchair and she's got her leg all wrapped up and, you know, the person all pushing her around and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, they call them the board and, you know, the pre-boarding. Pre-boarding is for people, you know, with handicaps or, you know, I don't know, like older people in a wheelchair, blah blah blah,
right.
So she gets on, she's all, you know, sitting there with her leg wrapped up and stuff, so it's all cool, whatever. And, you know, we land in Jamaica, she's getting pushed through the airport in her wheelchair.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, we get to the hotel, we get settled in, nighttime comes, we're like going to, like, I don't know, dinner. Okay. Right, or whatever, walking around the resort. This lady come walking through the resort with some heels on.
What?
Talk about, hey, y'all. And
yes, that's shady, lady. I don't know who you are, but that is shady.
She's like walking around. She's got like, you know, sandals, heels on.
Okay.
She's, you know, real cute and having fun and just walking around. I'm like, okay, well, maybe she just, you know, got here and just was like, let me just suck it up and, you know, look cute for the wedding. And it wasn't the wedding yet, but, you know, just like everyone just hanging out and stuff. And then, you know, as the days went on, I realized this woman faked a whole injury just to be able to board a Southwest plane first. Like, literally.
Okay.
So never saw her in that damn wheelchair
ever.
Or ace band. And it's so funny. When I think about the ace bandage, it literally was an ace bandage wrapped around her foot. It wasn't like a brace, like a boot.
Yes, none of
it
that.
It was a straight up ace bandage.
Let me tell you something. She is not your friend. She is no one's friend.
Well, no. I mean,
how is she related?
So no,
she's not invited to Thanksgiving dinner.
No, yeah, none of that. That was like my first time meeting her. She's like, you know, a mother of like one of the friends that was there.
Oh,
you know,
so okay.
I was like, I said that lady faked a whole injury, and like we died laughing, like died. I've seen it all. So now, unfortunately, when I see someone in the airport being. Right. Pushed by, you know, if they're not in like their own wheelchair, like
right.
if they're being pushed by those like airport wheelchairs, yeah, you faking. You're faking. Because you literally cannot sit in the middle seat on a Southwest plane for 3.5 hours.
The lies these people go through. The
doing
lies.
That, can you believe she is
shady.
Off?
That's actually not shady. That's just.
That's like a hustler kind of.
You're a hustler. Yeah. You're fraudulent. You're just out here doing the most.
Yes.
Unnecessarily.
But
well,
I guess
it's necessary for her.
I mean, is that okay? So would you ever do that?
Hell no. I would never do that.
Right.
And let me be honest with you. We're going to get to our travels in a minute. Walking these airports these days.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a game.
Yeah. Like, no. Right. It's It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes.
So you actually have to be in shape to walk around these airports.
True. And this woman was, you know, outside of her injury.
That's in quotes.
Air quotes. she was fine. She was able.
I think, did we go to Dunn's Rivers Falls? Did she go with us? Yes. She was in the falls taking pictures.
Climbing the rocks,
being cute with her little swim shoes on. Girl, bye.
Yes.
Horrible. Oh my God. I have a quick, this is not my shady moment of the week, but I have a quick airplane story. There was a woman who was in front of us, who sat in front of us coming home, and she was a typical Karen. Okay, so we all know what that is.
Okay.
So she's like complaining the whole time and she's complaining to her husband the whole time, like, ain't nothing right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Like, how old is she?
She's probably, 58.
Okay.
Okay. She's complaining.
58, exactly.
Yes. She's complaining to her husband. I hear her.
And is he annoying? Is he annoyed by her? Or is he like,
he's kind of like engaging her.
So she's complaining about the service on the airplane.
She's complaining about how fast it took us to walk on the plane. It wasn't fast enough for her.
Okay.
She had a conference call that she had to handle. So she needed to sit quietly in her seat. And it was just all
and
this
she's
drama.
In first class.
Yes. Okay. Just saw this drama.
Yeah.
So long story short, we're about the end of this flight. And she says something to the flight attendant. Oh, she talks about her seat. She was like, well, my seat wasn't working the entire time. What? So the flight attendant says to her, black woman, your tone right now is not necessary.
Ooh.
And I said, I started hitting Grace. I was like, Grace, it's going down. And so then the Karen says, excuse me. And the lady proceeds to repeat herself. Your tone, the tone that you're using, is not necessary. And she said, Karen says, oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Karen together.
Okay.
Karen, you got together.
Check her.
Check her real quick.
Listen to yourself, lady.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
That all of that went down the way it went down.
Right.
Because guess what, Karen? You ain't going to be talking crazy no more.
Right. Yes, because, I mean, honestly, I know people at like stewardesses or air, what are they called?
Flight attendants.
I'm sorry. I apologize if I offended anyone because we don't use that term anymore. That's
it derogatory? Is that a derogatory?
I don't know. It's just that we don't use it anymore.
No, we don't. It's a flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Yes.
I know flight attendants see it all. They experience it all.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the very ugly.
Yes.
And they don't deserve it.
They're
just doing their job.
And stop screaming at them.
Right.
Karens.
Right. And so, yes, if your seat is not working, sorry, but we'll, try to fix and try to help you. But, don't act like the flight attendant made your seat not work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. I got to give you my reason for the shady moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, we've been flying all over the place. I've been traveling a lot. I went to Paris. Okay. So, I went to Paris about 5 years ago. I took my mother.
Okay.
And at night, the Eiffel Tower, is lit up.
Right.
And then they have sparkling lights, right? And the sparkling lights last about 20 minutes, top of the hour. So it's let's say 9 to 9:20.
Okay.
Okay. Or maybe even 9:25.
Okay.
And then they stop and then they come back on the next hour. So we knew, because we had to get our picture, we had to get the shot.
Right.
That we needed to, so we had something to do prior, so we were gonna take the 10 o'clock time frame to take our pictures, right?
Okay.
So, but the people did say, they don't light it as long as they used to. That's what we knew. So we were thinking, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so we walk over to the Eiffel Tower. We're so excited. We're ready for our shot. It's already lit up. It's beautiful. It's nighttime.
Right.
And we ready. It's 9:55. We ready. We in our spot. We're ready. So 10 o'clock, boom. It starts sparkling. Everything is going crazy.
Yes.
I'm so excited. The crowd is roaring. So everybody's taking
the crowd is roaring.
The crowd
sparkling lights
for the Eiffel Tower. Yes, Robin.
It happens every day.
It was exciting, Robin. You will not
something that happens every hour on the hour every day.
No, these are tourists. So we don't see it all the time.
Okay. All
right. Okay. So the crowd is roaring.
Continue.
The crowd is roaring.
Roaring.
Yes.
Roaring.
So we're getting in formation to take our pictures, right? And we're kind of taking our time with it because we got about 15 minutes. 10:05. Lights
done.
Off. Done. What? It is only they cut that shit to 5 minutes. Okay?
It took you 5 minutes to get it together.
Okay. Robin, I thought I had more time. Okay. I thought I had 15, 20 minutes.
So you missed it?
Nobody told me it was turning off at 10:05.
And it was straight up 10:05, gone. So, yes.
You know, electricity is expensive now.
That's what I think after the COVID, they said, right. We're not doing this no more.
Right.
So, I wasn't ready. I think the Eiffel Tower is shady. They need to have, like, signs up saying, we're only going to be sparkling for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
On the hour, right? I'm cool with that.
So, you didn't get any footage of this?
I got a little bit of footage, but not the... I didn't get the shot.
Okay.
I didn't get the shot.
Darn. I'm sorry.
No, you're not, Robin. You don't care at all. Really? You, Robin is a hater, okay?
No, I'm not a hater.
For the record, she's a hater.
That just doesn't excite me. I'm sorry.
I have three daughters that are like so super excited about the sparkly Eiffel Tower.
Was this in like a movie or something?
Robin, what are you talking about? It's the Eiffel Tower and it's sparkling. Okay. Well, I don't get how you don't get this.
I mean, I don't...
Okay, we're moving
on. I'm not easily excited by the Eiffel Tower.
Have you been to Paris?
No.
Oh,
maybe that's why. Okay.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Moving on to something that was a little womp womp. So
okay.
We all know, because we've seen it on Instagram.
Yes.
Teresa Giudice got married. And we're very happy for her.
Yes.
And I think that that's amazing. She married
a guy named Louis.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I was going to call him something else. Doesn't he look like an Alex? Okay, we'll just call him Louis.
He looked like a Louis too.
Yeah. I love the fact that Teresa has these daughters and they look so pretty.
Yeah, her daughters are beautiful.
Freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about her hair at all.
I've
had bad hair moments.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so yeah. We're not going to talk about Teresa's hair.
But, oh God.
We're just not.
1,500 bobby pins in that hair.
Wow.
So the hair itself costs $7,500 for the extensions, for the whole thing. There's another $2,500 for the styling. And get this, she got the neck brace for free to help her support it, okay?
Teresa, by the way, is from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, for those of you all who don't know.
We're just like talking like about a random person.
Yes, and Teresa is infamous for the table flip.
Yes.
Which goes down in Bravo history.
Yes.
And we're very happy for her.
Yes.
Now, it was a little weird. Ashley Darby from our show was there. That was a little strange. I didn't think they were friends. I didn't know that they were friends.
I mean, I think they're acquaintances. I know they've done like some public appearances together. So maybe they developed some sort of friendship. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's a whole funny, that's like a stick. That's a whole conversation in itself. Like, who do you invite to your wedding? Like, how strong of a friend do you need to be in order to be invited to somebody's wedding?
I think it depends on how much it costs per head, right? So Preston Bailey did her wedding.
Right.
He's not cheap.
No, right.
He's probably not doing a wedding less than $1 million. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know if that's true, but I'm just going to say that.
Which is ridiculous.
You spend your money on what you want to spend your money on.
Yeah, true.
So that I'm thinking per head is like $750, $1,000.
What?
Per head.
I guess on $1 million wedding. I don't know. Well, like how many people were there? I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't have an insider track here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Me neither.
So you have to be worth $1,000 to me or $500 to me in order for me to invite you.
Right.
Because I got to pay for you to eat. And drink.
I mean, I don't think it's about how much somebody is worth. I think it's really just like, what's your budget?
Right?
No, I think it's like, okay, well, what's your budget? And divide that. And okay, that's how many people I can invite.
Oh, okay. You would
and
do it that
so,
way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like, okay, well, would I give Mary $500? No. You know, no. Because it's more about like, you're doing this for you. You know what I mean? The wedding is for you.
Okay.
I just think it's, I don't know. It's very interesting. Like, we could just talk about weddings all day. Like
we could, okay. But I'm very happy for her.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know, they say, so her hair was very high.
Yes.
Right. Very high, very long, very full. It was a lot of hair. And you know, they say what?
That was like 25 bundles.
Closer to
God.
God or the higher the hair, something closer to God. I don't know.
The more you're blessed or something.
Big hair gets you closer.
I don't know, but you don't have to. God will love you if your hair is flat.
You don't have
to have high hair
in order to be loved by God. Inspiration.
There's that. And I'm curious to like, just at the end of the night, like, did your neck hurt? Like, it was a lot. And we're going to move on because I don't want to be shady. Okay, Teresa, we happy for you, girl. Now, listen, we do need to talk about Pete and Kim who broke up.
Are we surprised?
No, we're not surprised. But it happened the same day Chloe had her baby with Tristan.
Right.
Via surrogate.
Right.
So my kids said to me, because I was like clueless, I didn't know any of this was happening. They were like, Pete and Kim really didn't break up, but that's what Chris wanted in order to not have anybody talk about the fact that Chloe had another baby with this man that keeps cheating on her.
I mean, but we already knew that was happening. We knew they announced it that Chloe was having a baby with a surrogate.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but all this happening on the same day, it's a little coincidental.
I mean, it's a little suspect. Maybe they just like, okay, maybe Christian is like, okay, today is the day I work on my PR, the PR segment of the Kardashian business.
Yes.
So today I'm putting out two stories.
Right.
And I'm done with PR. Tomorrow I'm working on marketing. Right.
That could be it.
Right?
That could be it. But I thought Kim and Pete would last a little longer than this.
Okay, can we talk about that? So I've seen like conflicting stories on why they broke up.
Yes.
So one story was like he proposed,
And she was like, hell no.
And she was like, no. Right. Yeah. Then the other story was like, she can't keep up with him. Like, he's young. She's got four kids. He's 28. She's 41. He's filming a movie in Australia. She's, you know, in LA with her four kids. Right. She can't really, like, you know, drop her four kids to go be in Australia. Whatever. You know what I mean? So it was more like the distance, the time, the availability, the time constraints. Right. Blah, blah, blah. Which one do you believe?
I believe they're still together.
Why?
Because his penis is big. We've talked about this before. And she wants to continue to sit on it.
I mean, but what? I don't believe they're still together.
You don't?
No, because I do think at some point, you know, the age difference. He has no kids. She's got four. She's probably, I don't know. I think he probably needs more attention because of the age difference. Because he's so young, he needs like far more attention than she can give him.
I agree with that. But I believe that he would be around to take any level of attention she would give. Right. So he's going to take whatever he been taking, whatever she could give. So I think they're still together.
You think so?
Yeah. I think this was just put out to detract from Chloe and the new baby. Cause we don't even know what the new baby's name is.
Yeah. We probably won't know that for a while.
Yes.
And so, it's a boy.
Is it?
I think it's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all a lot. We wish them well. Do we? Not really.
We don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're talking about it. So clearly we do. Do we care?
Okay. We're going to move on because there's something that we really do care about, Robin.
Yeah.
And his name is Wes Moore.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So y'all don't know this, but we're about to tell y'all that early February, January, I don't know, Wes Moore and his team reached out to Robin and I to help support. He is running for governor of the state of Maryland.
Right.
And so Robin and I put together like a little, you know, meet and greet, a little political, what was it?
Like a fundraiser.
Like a little fundraiser. I was going to call it something fabulous, like a politico affair.
A soiree.
Okay. A soiree or something. I don't know. Anyway, we did it and we were kind of like the first to do it for him.
Were we?
Not really. But I'm just going to say that Robin, so he won.
Yes.
He won the Democratic primary.
Yes. So he is our Democratic nominee for governor of the state of Maryland.
And he is going to be our next governor.
He better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of you and I, Robin. I'm taking the win on this one. Okay. I am taking the W. I feel like if it wasn't for me and Robin, Wes Moore would not have won.
You think so? Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Yeah. I'll take it.
Wes is probably like, no ladies.
Right.
And Dawn, his wife, is probably like, no ladies.
He's like, I worked my ass off. I went to every precinct, every district, every door, knocked on every door.
No, but I definitely think that he's going to be, if he wins, which he should win, he's going to be a phenomenal governor. He kind of reminds me of Obama a little bit. He has an Obama way about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see high hopes for Wes Moore.
I do too. And I'm excited. So hopefully, you know, you'll hear us talk about him as the primary draw. I mean, the what is it called? The general election draws closer.
Yes, which
and
is
we will
in
be
November.
Reminding all of our Maryland listeners to vote.
To get out and vote.
For Wes Moore.
Yes.
So that Robin and Giselle can be the reason
that he won.
Why he won.
Yes. Yes, yes. So, okay, we got to talk about Brittany Griner.
Oh, my God.
Because
gosh.
At this point, she has. Now, who told her to plead guilty? Were you supposed to do that?
I'm sure her lawyers over there are like, listen. Like, just get this over. Okay, so from what I understand, all right, so Brittany Griner pleaded guilty. She was sentenced to 9.5 years, right, for having a vape pen.
Yes.
Okay. I believe her lawyer probably was like, you're not going to win this. Just plead guilty so you can be sentenced, because I believe what I heard, and I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard that the Russians wanted to get the trial over with.
Okay.
Like, they wanted to sentence her so that then they can negotiate
her
a possible release.
Okay. So do we think,
do you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Happen?
So it's like, you can't negotiate a release. Like,
If it's pending,
right. Yeah. Like, she's not really like a prisoner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
yes.
They wanted to convict her so that then they can negotiate this possible release.
Okay. Do we think Biden is going to come through?
So, well, the US is asking for two Americans in return for one Russian.
Oh, who's the other person?
He's like a spy. He's been there for like 16 years or something. Is it Paul Whelan, or was he the one that was released? It was like two. So there were like already two. There's probably a whole bunch of Americans over there. And sadly, like, we only know about Brittany Griner.
Right.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Right. Right. So the U.S. is trying to get two Americans, Brittany Griner and the spy, I believe his name is Paul Whelan, in exchange for one Russian arms dealer.
Okay.
From what I heard, the Russians want a convicted murderer added as well.
So the Russians want two for two.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's give it to them. Let's just switch out.
Right. Yeah, send them home.
Yes. Just,
like, why do we need them?
And like, they're just holding space in the U.S. jail. The right. Russians are. So yeah, goodbye.
Right. Exactly. And isn't this so sad? Can you imagine getting sentenced to 9.5 years in jail for a vape pen?
No. Especially when, like, okay, so if you have a vape pen here and you get pulled over, don't the police say, let me have some? don't they ask for an inhale? I mean, like, what is the crime here for that?
Right. I don't know. I mean, but it's just, this is like so ridiculous. Like, and I hope they can get her out. And I hope that they, when they get her out,
yeah,
that they get her a lot of mental health support.
They get her mental health. I want her to have a movie deal, a book deal. I want her to like reap the benefits of having to endure for us all.
Yeah.
I want her, like, the NBA, the WNBA, if she still wants to play, cool, but like that could be over with.
Yeah. And I'm sure she'll never go back to Russia again.
Who want to go to Russia?
And it's so crazy that Russia, like, that this is the curious part to me. Like, okay, Russia, y'all have, you know, professional basketball teams there. And she's definitely probably one of your best basketball players there. Like, why would y'all do this to her?
I don't get it.
So it's like, it's not like she was like she was playing for a Russian team over there.
Why would they do that to her? They did that because Putin is mad at Biden. That's all it is. There's that. But guess what we don't care about?
What's that?
Will Smith and his stupid ass apology. We don't care.
You don't care? Receive it?
No.
I received it.
Did you?
Yes. Well, okay. Like, is your thought process like, okay, he's an actor and he's acting?
No, my thought process is
too little, too late.
Yes. Too little, too late. Who cares? And why are we continuing to talk about this publicly? Just call the man.
He said he tried.
Hey, right. And Chris don't want to talk to him. And that's fine.
But it's not just about Chris Rock. No, Will Smith needed to talk about it publicly and apologize to the people that look up to him.
True.
The people that he disrespected, the people in the Academy, his fellow actors. Like, okay. No, it ain't just about calling Chris Rock.
That is true. So how do you feel about Will now? Did this matter to you one way or the other? Because it mattered to me not.
Really?
In one ear and out the other. Shut up, Will, is what I said to myself.
No, I believe he really made a horrible mistake. I believe that's not in his nature.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said in his apology was like, what did he say? He didn't use the words caught up in the moment, but it was something he was like, because I think he said like, why didn't you apologize then?
Yeah.
And he said he was kind of like he was just out of it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. I believe like when people go through stuff, like they go through different stages. Like he probably in that moment thought he was right. And then he probably was like totally zoned out. Like, what the f*** did I just do? Like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. You know, I receive his apology, even if he's an actor. I feel like it was a sincere apology. I think you can tell that he probably emotionally has been like
traumatized.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Struggling with this.
Yes. And will be for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I receive it.
I think he should divorce Jada.
Damn.
Oh, oops. Did I say that out loud?
I mean.
Okay. Only. That was harsh.
I mean, why?
That was super harsh.
What?
I take it back. I didn't mean that. What did I mean by that? I mean, maybe their relationship is not good for each other. Maybe they're not, you know, I feel like if you have somebody in your life that's your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever, they should make you into, help you be a better person, right? I just don't think they're being better people.
Because of that incident?
That was one of them. Jada's red table talk is another.
I mean,
I don't know.
I know. I just,
it's a lot.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he's supporting her and letting her, you know, with the red table talk, like, okay, this is something that you want to do. I'm going to be a good husband and support you because she's pretty much supported him. I don't know. I don't.
Okay. I want them to be together. I want them to be together. I take it back. Okay, Carly's saying I really don't. I want to move on because when I was driving here today, I was in my car and guess what came on? You don't break my soul. You don't break my soul. And I know how Robin feels about this song.
Yeah, next.
Okay, but now the whole album has been released.
I have not heard it.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not heard any of it. I haven't heard. What? From what I understand, I need to hear Cozy. And I need to, is it right? Cozy?
Yeah.
And I need to hear Church Girl. I have not heard any of it because I've been away. And so I've just been.
I would have thought y'all would have been like playing it. Like, you know, as you travel or whatever, or on your boat as you're yachting the Mediterranean Sea.
I'm going to talk about my yachting in a minute. But I have not heard any. So have you heard anything?
Okay. So.
Because it's number one right now. She didn't have a party and she didn't put her finger up saying
that
number
don't mean
one.
Nothing. So Beyonce released a new album, y'all. That's what we're talking about.
It's called
Renaissance. It's called Renaissance. Okay. So
I'm not really sure what that word means, by the way.
It's like a new age.
New age. Okay. Something. I'm here for it because I'm a Beyonce fan. It. Go ahead, hater Robin.
Okay. So when it first came out,
okay,
I didn't listen to it right away. And you know, you go online on you know, whatever, you scroll on Instagram and it's all these people, oh my God, that album is fire. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. And then you see a few people like, yeah, not really. They're like, people like, okay, whatever. Like, y'all just Beyonce fans, like, whatever.
Okay.
So you could tell like there was mixed emotions. But for the most part, it was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yes.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Okay.
And I'm just like, you know, I think at this point in life, I've just learned just to, you know, taper my expectations. Right?
Okay.
So I'm just going to learn for myself.
I feel that.
So I turned it on. I think I was like walking. So I went for a walk.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to turn this on. And I just felt like I was like listening to like one run-on song. Like it was just like it just kept going.
So is this another Drake album?
And going and going. Similar, but not really. Similar, but not really. So like my first impression was like, this sucks monkey balls. Like those are my exact words. Okay.
Beyonce, that's not Giselle. That's quote, Robin.
Robin said, the album sucks monkey balls. Okay. that was my first reaction.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But then I was like, okay, let me give it another try.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So then I listened again. And sometimes I feel like, okay, I got to turn it up real loud. Let me listen to it real loud. So then it's like, okay, it still sucks monkey balls. Okay.
Why so monkey then, balls? Oh.
So then I was like, okay. So then as I like talk to friends, they're like, well, this song is good and that song is good. Like they're like telling you, okay, well, listen to this song.
Okay.
And listen to that song.
Church Girl and Cozy.
It was like, okay, so it was Church Girl, it was Cozy, it was Thick, it was
Virgo.
I like Virgo's groove. Okay.
Yes, because you know, Giselle is a Virgo.
Yes.
She's a quintessential Virgo out here in these streets.
Yes. So I do like Virgo's groove. Okay. So I decided, let me listen to the songs like individually.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like instead of like listening to the whole album, like let me just listen to one song and let me take it in and see how I feel about it.
Okay. I like that.
So I will say there are a few songs that I like, you know, okay, this is cute. Okay. I can get with it. But there's honestly nothing that I am compelled to like keep playing.
Okay. What was
you know what I'm saying?
What was the Khalees beef? I didn't get that either.
Okay, so apparently there's a song called Energy, and on Energy, Beyonce sampled part of Khalees's Milkshake song.
Okay,
right?
I like that.
But apparently, Khalees doesn't own Milkshake. Pharrell owns Milkshake.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
And from what I understand, Beyonce got permission from Pharrell to use Milkshake.
I'm sure.
Right?
Right. She got permission from Pharrell to use the song, this Milkshake sample.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then, so like Khalees is not the songwriter, the producer, like, so she doesn't get money unless she like performs it or whatever. And she doesn't get to make decisions regarding the song. So she called Beyonce out because it wasn't even like a sample. It was like it was weird. It's like, you wouldn't even know it was Milkshake
on
the song.
So Khalees, you have no argument here.
Right. So she called Beyonce a thief and said she should have had the decency to call her, even though she didn't have a legal obligation to do so.
Why?
And so of course, you know, Beyonce doing Beyonce things. like literally just like the next day or like a couple days later, just like changed the song and like took it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But Khalees was like all over, like on Instagram, like going off on a rant, like super hating.
Okay, and but so she doesn't get paid for any of the song? Like she gets no royalties from the song.
I guess Carly says she would have.
Would have if Khalees didn't say nothing because she gave her a writer's credit.
Oh, well then Khalees should have just
Oh, Beyonce gave her a writer's credit. Okay.
Yeah, so she was hooking her sister up.
But she didn't know, did Khalees not know that she had the writer's credit?
Khalees, so sometimes you bite the hand that feeds you. Sometimes you just need to be quiet.
Yeah.
Because Khalees, you're not relevant right now. You're not making, well, I don't know if she's relevant, but she's not making music right now from what I understand.
Right.
So this extra check would be good. This extra check would be really good for you, Khalees.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I guess, you know, but she's, from what I saw her say, like, she's an artist, she's a creative, like, she's sensitive about her stuff, like, she's in her feelings. Right. But, so, I think she just wanted attention from Beyonce. She just wanted Beyonce to call her and be like...
She got it in the way that Beyonce gives it, which is, bitch, you were not
appreciative.
So, I'm taking you all the way off and you ain't getting a dime.
Right.
The end. Yeah, kick rocks.
Kick rocks. But, yeah, so back to Beyonce's album, like, I think there are individual... Okay, I think if the album itself didn't sound so similar that, like, say, like, you could take one song from this album and put it on another album, I think then it could be like, oh, this song is so great. But, like, for me, just it putting it all together, it's just like, I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it. So next time y'all hear from me, I will give you all my Beyonce Renaissance.
You listen to it, you'll probably like it. I mean, if you like Break My Soul,
Break My Soul.
Honestly, I don't even think there's any other songs that sound like Break My Soul either.
Okay.
To be honest.
All right.
And then, like, the second half of the album, it's like the first half is decent, and then the second half is like skip.
Moving on.
I do like Virgo's Groove.
Okay, that was again, Robin, not Giselle, Beyonce, because I know you listen to Reasonably Shady every Monday. Thank you, Beyonce. We love you too. Okay, moving on.
She appreciates the constructive criticism.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive, is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at GameBridge.io. Please visit GameBridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So Rob and I have been traveling, as we have said, and I'm going to give y'all the past 30 days of my life.
Yes.
Okay. So past 30 days, I have been in Thailand. I came home for one day, and then I went to the south of France, and then I went to Paris, and then I went to London, and then I came home.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you did that turnaround. How
do Neither
you
do I.
Come home from Thailand.
Yes.
And then 2 days later, get on a plane and to go to France.
Actually, I came home from Thailand on Tuesday. I had Wednesday to like repack my bags, get my children. Thursday, I'm on a flight to France.
That is amazing. It was. You deserve a prize.
I do. I don't know what I'm going to get, a burger or something. I don't know. But like Thailand is, you have to get your mind right because they're 11 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
So in order for you to trick your body into like understanding what time frame you're on.
Yeah.
It's a whole situation.
I'm sure.
That I don't ever really want to go through again.
Right. Like that, it probably takes days just to adjust to being in Thailand.
Yes. It that was a whole lot. But there's things that I learned along the way.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I learned?
Wait, before you do that, I don't forget to say that you got home at 1 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yes.
Also.
Okay.
And you're like here recording a podcast.
Yes. Okay. So I got home last night from London.
Yeah.
From talking to the Brits, which by the way, London, we love you because I realize you love us. Okay. I walked in. Okay. So to get to London from Paris to London, you take a train or you can get there however you want, but it's easy to take a train. It's like a straight shot. They don't stop. It's a 2 hour train ride, but then the time goes back an hour. So it's really like an hour.
Oh,
okay. You get there, we dropped our bags and we went straight to Harrods because kids had never been to Harrods.
Yeah.
I walk in and it was like, Giselle.
Oh,
I'm like, who's Giselle? Like me? Are y'all talking to me? Like everyone, not everyone, but like London is in love with the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
And
oh, that's
so
awesome.
Listen.
What's up, London?
What's up, London? Our UKers, our family from across the pond.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Thank you, London, for listening.
But meanwhile, the people in France didn't care.
France could care less. They didn't know who I was. And I forgot that I was on TV.
Yeah.
And it was like a good feeling. Good. I was like, I'm just over here doing me, being free.
Yes.
Okay. So I did get home at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And I got up this morning. I went to the gym because that is what I do. I saw Tyrone. I gave Tyrone a big hug and a kiss.
That's amazing.
Yes. And now I'm here with you, Robin, because I'm something called a bad bitch.
You are.
Because
let me tell you what I would be doing if I had gotten home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sleep.
Yeah, I'd be in the bed still. I would need a vacation from the vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
But the vacation was amazing.
Are you going to crash tonight?
I probably, because at my house, I have no Wi-Fi, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, shit.
We don't need to talk about that now. But I do feel like, so the second half was really a vacation. I took my kids on this journey. I feel like exposing children to the world is more meaningful and valuable than like sitting in a classroom learning.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, just
and
exposure.
Exposure is everything. They can apply what they learn in school, like in, you know, geography, history, social studies, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and say, oh, I learned about this. So
right.
That's like even really cool.
So I'm challenging us as a people, like Black people. Like we got to expand our horizons.
Yes.
We can't just go to Tulum, Mexico and Cancun.
Yes.
Like we have to show our kids the world.
Yes.
Because it's like really, really important. I mean, and you can ball out and do this on a budget.
Yeah.
Like, I did it first class just because I had to like get my mind right about it. But like, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money to like really show your children the world.
Yeah.
So please, that's my mantra. Please get that done. But there's things I learned along the way.
What did you
Robin
learn?
Robin Dixon. Okay. Let me tell you what I learned.
Okay.
Because I didn't go into like five countries. I went to a whole lot of countries.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that mothers around the world love their kids. Ridiculously,
as
we know, they could care less about the person that they have this child with. Like, and I need for men to understand. we don't love y'all as much as we love y'all kids.
Right.
Okay. Like, I literally almost saw this man, like, the mom was holding her children's hand, uh-huh. and, like, there was a bus coming, and, like, the husband was behind. Uh-huh. He almost got hit by the bus. She didn't even turn around and look back. She was like, whatever. Right. Like, this is, I think, universal. We yeah. love our children. The men who gave us these children, we love y'all a little bit.
Right.
But not really. Not like we yeah, love the
no,
kids.
No.
But that's a whole nother podcast. Okay. That's
very
on,
true.
Number
yeah,
one.
That is a podcast, yes.
Okay, number two, a smile goes a long way,
because
I've had to deal with people not speaking my language. I don't understand them. They don't understand me.
Yeah.
But if you start this conversation with a smile,
yeah,
it's universal.
Yeah.
Everybody understands.
It is absolutely
I'm coming from
universal.
A happy place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number two.
Okay.
Number
good.
Three.
Look at you coming back with
I'm dropping
life lessons.
Yes, I'm dropping what? Knowledge.
Are you?
I might even put this on an
okay?
Instagram post.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't know. Maybe, okay. maybe not okay. Or maybe I had too much time on a flight or something.
Yes.
Anyway, oh. This is not one of my life lessons, but in order to change to the time that you're going to, uh-huh. do it on the flight.
Okay.
For instance, I knew I was coming home last night. So as soon as I got on the flight in London, I changed my body to Maryland time.
How did you change your body to Maryland time?
I decided not to go to sleep. I was tired, but I just didn't go to sleep because it was like 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
In Maryland.
It. Okay.
Yeah. So I was telling my kids to do that, but Grace basically told me to go to hell because she went straight on to sleep. Okay. Okay. Number three is universally adults act like 3-year-olds with a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a straight up tantrum, and this is universal. When the Wi-Fi goes out.
Oh.
As soon as the Wi-Fi goes out, we all act like idiots.
Like what?
And this is I don't care what country you're in.
Right.
This is a universal.
Oh yeah, we can't do
movement.
Anything without Wi-Fi.
If there's no Wi-Fi,
yes.
I don't care what language you speak. I don't care where you are.
Yeah.
You act like a complete 4-year-old with a tantrum.
Yeah.
Until it is fixed.
I believe that. I believe that.
It is insane.
I believe that.
I mean, people I'm act sorry. Like, where's the Wi-Fi going to be fixed? What's wrong with the Wi-Fi? You got the Wi-Fi password? Who got the Wi-Fi password? I mean, it's insane.
I mean, I think especially now because everyone is like traveling so much, like they realize they can do their jobs remotely.
Yes.
So, yeah, you really need the Wi-Fi now.
Yes.
Like you're gallivanting in France, but you're trying to work.
Right. Well, I wasn't doing any work. And I totally unplugged. After Thailand was work. But after that, like I totally unplugged. Like,
oh, nice.
I didn't even talk to Robin.
You sure didn't.
I know. I ain't talked to nobody.
You sure did not.
I just was like enjoying my kids. And I realized like this past school year, I missed a lot with my kids.
Mm.
Because we were filming Potomac.
Yeah.
Then I went straight to Thailand. So like I was all in with my
that's
kids.
Good.
And they were like my getaway.
Uh-oh.
A little bit. They just was like, we get it.
They
you
like,
love
aren't
us.
Aren't you busy? Don't you have something
no,
to
No, we
do?
Were all
don't
in.
Don't you have a Zoom to get on?
No. We were breakfast, lunching, and dinnering. And I was like giving my kids like a 5-star trip.
Oh, wow.
Like no other. And I, by the way.
So when they go to like Miami for spring break, when they're in like high school or college,
So when they start dating these dudes and these dudes are trying to take them on trips, the bar has been set.
Yeah, they're screwed.
I busted that bar.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, so you want to go to the Poconos?
Right.
Yeah, no. You want to take me to Williamsburg?
Right.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You just set your girls up. You set the guys that want to date them up.
Listen. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. But I had a very enjoyable time. And again, like get out there in these, don't get in the Thailand streets, but get out there in the streets that you want to go to, you've heard about, seen, but you're not really sure how to like get there, right? And take your family.
Yeah. I agree. Traveling has always been hard for me because I just like the thought of like being on a plane and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
It just like prevents me from really traveling like I should. But definitely need to expand my horizons
and
a little bit
more. Yeah, especially because you just poo-pooed on the Eiffel Tower.
I didn't poo-poo on it. I'm sorry. Okay, let me Google it and understand why I need to be excited about some twinkling lights.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it's a whole thing. Okay, but you were in Jamaica.
Yes. So while you were gone, I was in Jamaica for a wedding.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not trying to poo-poo on things, but the resort accommodations were not great.
Okay. That's never good.
Yeah. So we stayed in a resort that like the whole, you know, wedding, all the wedding guests were staying at. It was like, you know, the travel agent got a room block and sent out a link. And I was like so busy at the time that I just clicked the link and I booked rooms.
Okay.
And yeah, I should have read the reviews because...
What was wrong?
I mean, I wish I took pictures and video, and I don't want to say the name of the resort.
Yes, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to badmouth anything.
Right.
But these resorts really need to like chill with their use of the words luxury and premium and...
Because what was it? Was it basic?
And presidential and...
There was no upgrade. It was the presidential was a regular.
The presidential
room.
Was like the Holiday Inn. Like seriously, it was like, oh, are you serious? Like, you, like so Juan is like,
and Juan is bougie.
Oh, what? Super bougie. Like, yeah. Super. And so, and well, here's the thing. Okay, he played in the NBA, so he was exposed to always traveling, like nice hotels, all yes. that. But he also, as a college basketball coach, you know, they travel a lot, and they stay in like, you know, the Fairfield Inn. And
right.
So he's like, I don't, you know, when I'm on vacation, I want, you know,
nice accommodations.
Luxurious, nice accommodations. Yeah. I'm not trying to stay in something that feels like the Fairfield Inn. Do you know what I'm saying? And even my kids didn't want to stay there because like, so, you know, the kids, I've talked about how we do like a whole bunch of travel basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all just pretend we're going to a basketball tournament. Okay. We'll be all right.
Oh
and
my God. Like, okay, but I'm surprised Juan wasn't like, get us out of here.
Oh, he was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he was. He was, I mean, he, let me talk to the manager. Well, let me talk to the manager's manager. Let me talk. Who can I talk to? Let me, I want.
Juan sound
is,
like me.
This is not what we saw. This is not what we booked. Well, actually, sir, it is what we booked. Well, this ain't what the website said. This ain't luxurious. This, I mean, it was just, oh my gosh. It was, he couldn't let go. And then, so at nighttime when, time to go to bed. Like he literally like was sleeping in a hoodie, sweatpants, socks, like on top of the covers. Like
he wouldn't even get in the covers.
Yeah, no, he wasn't doing any of that. And we considered moving.
Okay.
But because we were there for a wedding, and it was a whole bunch of family and friends and all that,
yeah.
We decided to stay for the kids. So that the kids were in the pool all day, all night. Yes. They were in the pool till 1 a.m, you know. Yeah. So we were just like, we don't want to have to go back and forth and
right. You just thugged it out.
Yeah, thugged it out. But it wasn't, and it's hard because like the property itself was nice. It was just like the rooms yes. were just
nasty.
Yeah, like
Well, Robin, I don't want that to stop you from like other trips that you should be taking.
I know, but now it's like, it's really hard. It's gonna be like really hard for me to book. Like I would be scared. Like, okay, you're going to Europe. Oh my gosh. Like, where are y'all staying? Like, you know,
that Four Seasons is beautiful all over the world. Okay. I'm just going to put that out there.
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, I know. Yeah. So it's just going to make it like, okay, way more expensive to travel because this wasn't a cheap trip either. Like,
no, traveling is not cheap. Know. Like if you want to do it right and you want to feel comfortable and like, you know, we have gotten accustomed to what we feel is comfortable for us. Yeah, traveling is not cheap.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
No, right.
And I would rather spend thousands of dollars on a trip than like a new bag.
Oh, yeah. You definitely learn that, especially as like you get older in life. It's like, how many designer bags can carry it one time?
Right. I can't. You know? Well, but and by the way, and this is, I didn't buy anything and I might be lying, but I didn't buy anything because IRS will come for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because like the euro right now.
Is the same as the dollar.
I think the dollar is worth a little bit more. So like, let's say you went to Dior and there's a bag that would normally here cost $5,000. It might over there cost like $42.
Right.
Which I didn't say I bought. But if I did buy it, I saved some money because the IRS is not coming for my ass, okay? Because I didn't buy it.
Right.
And even if you see me with a new bag, I didn't. It was a gift, okay? Right. I got a bunch of gifts. But no, I mean, the shopping situation is over there is great right now.
Right. Yeah. For us.
Is it for us?
Okay. I thought that. Yeah, yeah. So the dollar's like 0.9 to the.
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, no. The euro's 0.9 to 1.
Yeah.
To
so $1, you get a little bit more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yes.
All right. We got to get out of here. This episode has been over, y'all. Okay. Robin and Giselle and our traveling pants are now back in Maryland.
We're home. Yeah. We're home. Actually, I'm going to Cabo on Thursday.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're going to Martha's Vineyard.
I'm going to Martha's Vineyard. Let me just say this. Going from like the south of France to Martha's Vineyard is really a womp womp. Okay. So anybody I see in the vineyard and I don't have a smile on my face, it is why.
Right.
It's who's excited about Martha's Vineyard at this point?
You're going to make the most of it. It's all about the people.
All right. We are out of here. Don't ever forget to live your life reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.